Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To preview tomorrow, we have the chairman of the Erie County GOP, Michael Crocker, on the line. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Joe, it's great to be with you. Good to see you last night in Orchard Park. Big Bills win. It feels better to start the week with a victory, and hopefully it's more victories to come tomorrow night.
I'm hoping so, and great seeing you as well. It was a game to remind you that the Bills are still good, regardless of what happened before the bye week. Michael, lots going on. I kind of want to start where Bella Villa left off this morning. He had Christine Czarnecki and Kevin Hardwick on it, and Hardwick is making some claims against Czarnecki's campaign. Do you want to touch on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is pretty embarrassing that our county controller, the chief financial officer of Erie County, doesn't understand the law and doesn't understand finances. But I think that's what you get when you elect a career politician and college professor to be the chief financial officer. He's going after Christine Czarnecki, claiming that she's not a professional accountant. She is a professional accountant. He doesn't know what a CPA is. She is, in fact, a professional accountant. And he's going after her for following the campaign finance laws of the state of New York. And I know because I was on a conference call when she got the clearance from the council's office at the State Board of Elections. And Christine Czarnecki, as a professional accountant, has been meticulous in following the rules. Meanwhile, Kevin Hardwick doesn't want to talk about the fact that he has taken more money from Mark Poloncarz, more individual checks, than he has done audits into his administration. He said it wasn't important for him to audit the multi-million dollar boondoggle that is ErieNet, but he doesn't have any problem auditing a children's museum on Canal Side. So, you know, I think Kevin Hardwick is exposing himself as somebody who's ignorant of the law and doesn't understand financials. And that is exactly why we need an independent taxpayer watchdog with professional accounting experience like Christine Czarnecki.
Now, Michael, for me, that's the only competitive race in Clarence. I looked at my ballot this morning and everyone else running unopposed. So let's drive over to Amherst, where I'm telling you that is getting, I would have to say, I think that's more in the spotlight than the comptroller's race, not playing down the comptroller's race, but this Amherst supervisor's race and the town board seats really heating up as we head into election day.
Well, it should be no surprise. I mean, Amherst is the largest town in upstate New York. So this is a significant race, not just in Erie County, but across New York. And as I told the troops in the Amherst Republican Party the other day at a rally, this win will be not only a significant win in Erie County, it will be something that's recognized across the state and perhaps the nation. And they've done a great job to position themselves for the first victory that we've had as Republicans in Amherst in a long time. And that's because they've run great candidates who have the right message, and they've run an outstanding campaign effort with a ton of boots on the ground. And I see the Democrats have woken up recently, but the Amherst Republican Party has been running hard for months. And I believe Dan Gagliardo has walked well over 10,000 doors personally, and he's joined with a great team that includes Mary Dormer and John Traber for town board, Christina Coyle-Lenz and Chris Green for county legislature, and Chris McMaster for town justice. And that's also going to help Christine. I mean, anytime you can't really compete countywide if you're not competitive in Amherst, and we are most definitely competitive in Amherst this year.
Keeping an eye on that legislator seat, I mean, that would be a flip. How are you feeling about that heading into Election Day?
Yeah, I think it's very important. You know, obviously, the comptroller's office is a race where we're looking to put a check and balance on the county executive, but the legislature is also an opportunity to put a check on the county administration. And right now, it's a 7-4 Dem majority. Flipping this seat by electing Christina Coyle-Lenz will certainly tighten things up in the legislature and make sure we have the ability as Republicans to keep a closer eye on the out of control spending in county government. But I think that race contrasts well. Christina Coyle-Lenz is somebody who works professionally in higher education. She's been a leader in the community in Snyder, speaking out on important development issues. And she's been somebody who listens. She has attended public hearings. She has participated in the process. And that contrasts with Jeannie Vinyl, who has been probably the most rogue progressive vote in the county legislature. I think far out of touch with the residents, even of the 5th legislative district in Amherst and Cheektowaga. You know, there's often when there's a 10-1 vote on something that everybody thinks is common sense, Jeannie Vinyl is on the other side, particularly when it comes to law enforcement. She has been outright hostile to law enforcement in her time as a legislator. And I think that's something that not only, you know, the sheriff's office has taken note of, but I think all law enforcement has recognized. So it's very important that we narrow that effort. We are, you know, going to be competing again next year in the county legislature. And I think winning this race would set us up in 2026 to compete for a Republican majority in the county legislature again.
That's right, because the legislator elections, it's only a one-year term because of the switch in Albany, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, I had to laugh because I saw the governor talking about how important local elections are and how key these local elections are in, I don't know, Politico or something this morning. And I thought it was worth reminding the governor that she, in fact, signed a bill canceling these very local elections that she was saying are so critical. You know, think when she was first elected to Hamburg Town Board in 1996, how far down the ballot she would have been if the bill that she signed was in effect then. So right now, everybody that's running for office is running for a truncated term, 1 year less than their term would be. So if you're running for a 2-year term this year, you're actually going to be serving just 1 year. If you're running for what would have been a 4-year term, it will be 3. Barring any changes in the courts, which I don't expect to happen before these, you know, terms of office begin.
Michael, looking at early voting just in the Amherst election, does that tell you anything?
Well, I will say in Amherst and across the county, turnout is low. I think about 7% have voted so far, and I expect that sort of low trajectory to continue. I will note it certainly peaks in places like Amherst and Cheektowaga and Hamburg that have competitive races. But I was just having a conversation with somebody on our team before joining you that I would say that the early vote numbers in Amherst are an improvement over enrollment. And I think that shows that the Republican Party voter is coming out at a higher rate early. Obviously, Republicans do tend to be Election Day voters. And I do expect that there will be a considerable number of Democrats in Amherst that vote for Dan Gagliardo and our Republican team, because I don't want to be a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party voter. But I think even Democrats are opposed to 11.4% tax increases, one party rule, and an explosion in town spending. So I think you're going to get a lot of crossover in this election, a lot of Democrats supporting our Republican candidates because of the taxpayer message. But certainly you see the enthusiasm in the early vote numbers with our Republican candidates.
Yesterday on Hardline, I opened the phone lines up to people, tell me how they're feeling before Election Day. And I had a caller from South Buffalo, and he says that, you know, he has the feeling that the South Buffalo Democrat that, you know, may have supported Mayor Scanlon in the primary, he's noticing a lot of James Gardner signs. Do you see that from what you're seeing?
Yeah, when Mayor Scanlon made the decision not to continue on in his campaign, I put out a statement then, and I think it was echoed by James Gardner, that his voters are welcome with the Gardner campaign. And I think that message has resonated. And I think a lot of those Chris Scanlon voters are saying, I don't want any part of a Sean Ryan administration. I don't want any part of somebody who embraces socialism. I don't want any part of somebody who embraces the radical pro-crime agenda out of Albany. And that's Sean Ryan to a T. He's a part of the Democratic Party machine that has overseen the decades of decline in Buffalo. James Gardner is a new vision, a new direction, and a new type of leader for the city. You know, you hate to say it in these terms, but I would tell voters in the city, what do you have to lose in trying something new? Because what's been done is clearly not working. And it's clearly not working for all communities. This is something where if you're living in any neighborhood of the city, the east side of Buffalo, west side, downtown, Elmwood Village, you can see a city that is not serving the people. So James has been everywhere. He's been at block clubs. He's been at businesses. He's been walking the streets. Compare that to Sean Ryan, who's pretty much only been visible on TikTok. And so I think James has a really great opportunity to do something that hasn't been done in West New York in a long time, and that's giving us a Republican mayor in the city of Buffalo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, Michael, obviously the focus is all tomorrow. But going forward, you know, you talk about a Republican being on the ballot in the city of Buffalo. Can we expect to see more Republicans running in city council races in the coming years?
Oh, I think absolutely. You know, when I got elected chairman, one of the things that I said we were going to do as a party was compete in the city. You look at what Donald Trump did in the 2024 election, building bigger numbers amongst minority voters, building bigger numbers in our cities. We have to be able to do that in the Erie County GOP. It's an important part of the puzzle if we want to win countywide. We were at a rally on the east side of Buffalo on Bailey Avenue with the Bangladeshi community on Sunday morning. I can tell you those folks are fired up in support of James. And I told them we need them to get out and vote in this election, but that I also want to make sure we're building a long-term friendship and relationship with their community, delivering for the issues that they care about, because that's how we grow the party. We can't win when we're outnumbered two to one or more if we aren't welcoming new people to the party. So James Gardner, through his campaign, has brought new voices into the Republican Party. As chairman, I welcome them, and I'm hopeful that they're going to help get out the vote to elect James Gardner mayor. But as Republican chairman, I look forward to continuing to work with everybody in the city, whether it's the Bengali community, South Buffalo Democrats who feel the Democratic Party has left them, voters on the west side who want to see new business development, downtown residents who want to see things turn around downtown. There's so much opportunity there. And it's just adding to our party's ability to compete countywide. You need to be able to compete in Amherst. You need to be able to compete in Buffalo if you want to be able to win the County of Erie.
Michael, looking into Cheektowaga, you know, Cheektowaga is one of those, I look at it as a wild card, right? You've got a Republican council, you've got a Democrat supervisor, the assembly seat switched to Republican last year. How are you looking? There's a few seats on the town board up this election season. How are those races looking?
Well, as Bob McCarthy, the old political columnist of the Buffalo News, used to say, as Cheektowaga goes, so goes New York. It's, you know, sort of that swing town. So it's always, you know, one of those towns where no race is ever going to be by a big margin. We've seen that the last couple of years in what's really been ground zero in the battle between Republicans and Democrats at the town level. We've had a ton of competitive political activity in Cheektowaga. But, you know, I think we're going to be successful because of the great work that our Republican town majority is doing. Supervisor Brian Nowak had proposed a massive tax increase on residents of Cheektowaga, over 7% tax increase. It was the Republican majority that worked with the departments, with the department heads, to bring that down under the property tax cap, because they're looking out for the best interests of Cheektowaga residents, particularly Cheektowaga seniors. People on fixed incomes can't afford 7.5% tax increases. So I appreciate the good work that Diane Benchkowski, Mike Jasinski, Tony Filipski have done. They need Mark Wegner serving with them on a Republican town board, because they are the group that is looking out for the best interests of the taxpayers and the seniors in Cheektowaga.
Michael, any other races that I didn't mention? I know last time you and I talked, we talked about Hamburg, and we heard two of the candidates on David's show a few hours ago. Any of the other ones that might not have as much spotlight that you're looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, certainly Hamburg is a very important race. I think it's important because Beth Farrell Lorenz is the person that we need as supervisor in that town. She helped break open the one-party Democratic control in Hamburg, and now we need to help her finish the job and elect a Republican supervisor, and certainly a Republican supervisor in Kathy Hochul's hometown, and the signal that'll send going into 2026. So we're doing everything we can to get out the vote for Beth Farrell Lorenz. You've got big races in Orchard Park where you're going to have a new town supervisor. I believe Joe Liberti is very well positioned, but we need to bring a Republican town board with him. Certainly this time of year is very important, as you're seeing the development around the new Bills Stadium. It's going to be critical that we have common sense Republican voices continuing to serve on that board to lead that going forward. You've got important town board races on Grand Island and all over Erie County, a key mayor's race in the city of Tonawanda. So we've got activity all over Erie County. People talk about which races aren't being contested. The Erie County Republican Party is contesting races in every single municipality in Erie County except for one. So I'm very proud of the slate that we've assembled. I'm proud of the work that our candidates have put into these races. And now it's just about getting out the vote, banging all the pots and pans to make sure everybody knows tomorrow's an important election. And when they're low turnout races, your vote matters even more, because you're just going to have that big of an impact on the outcome of what will be tight races in every area of Erie County.
That's right. Get out the vote. Michael, my final question. I know the next 48 hours is going to be busy for you, but I did get my robo text this morning from Elise Stefanik telling me to vote for Christine Czarnik. When do you think Elise Stefanik is going to announce her candidacy?
So I appreciate Congresswoman Stefanik's investment in our success here in Erie County. She's been a great partner to our organization. We were proud to have her in Buffalo last week, helping us raise some resources and rally the troops and pressing the flesh with our voters. Certainly want to acknowledge Congressman Langworthy, who has also been a great partner and a leader in our organization. But I don't believe we'll get too much distance between Tuesday and Congresswoman Stefanik's announcement. Certainly our Erie County Republican faithful are very excited about the prospect of her leading our party's ticket in 2026. And I believe that announcement is coming very close, very soon. And we will be all in to help her in any way that we can, because for Elise Stefanik to win, she has to win Erie County. She knows that. I know that. And I got to make sure every voter in Erie County knows how important winning Erie County is going to be to electing a new governor, electing Elise Stefanik, and saving New York.
Looking forward to that, and looking forward to tomorrow as well. Michael, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm almost positive we'll be talking again sometime tomorrow night.
Go Bills. Thank you, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
That is Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker setting the stage for tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.